This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, it's time for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. I like to sing, you know, the underdog song to you, Jonathan. There's no need to fear. Jonathan E. Mord is here. How are you, my friend?
Just fine. I don't have those ears.
No, you remember that? Underdog. And there's Polly Purebred.
I do.
All of those.
I do.
Classic.
Whenever there was a call for help.
Yes.
Help. Shoeshine Boy became in real life. Underdog.
Yeah, we have some good memories when there were actually like three channels maybe or something. There's some fun cartoons, but we've got real life stuff to talk about here. Obviously.
But before we leave cartoons,
yes?
My favorite cartoons of all time were the Fractured Fairy Tales. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. No, that's bringing up some vague memories that I hadn't thought about in a long time.
Those were great. I just love those. They were hilarious.
I wonder if those are available on YouTube now, the Fractured Fairy Tales. I'll have to do a lookup on that.
There was always some New York accent in there, Brooklyn or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was always superb. Yeah, Fractured Fairy Tales is where it's at. That you can't beat that.
Well, y'all
check it out. It was Dudley Do-Right. Remember Dudley Do-Right, the Canadian Mounties? And now...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
good memories. All right, well, that's a good way to start, a little lighten it up. Of course, the cartoons in real life happened, like that little summit meeting at the White House between Trump and Pelosi and Schumer. I was laughing a lot.
I liked how Schumer would have to pivot and look at the camera to speak. He was definitely trying to tease out messages for the camera rather than talk to Trump. So it wasn't you know, they're saying, oh, we need to talk in private, and then Schumer pivots, looks in the camera, his face directly into the camera, and then makes some political statement. They're buffoons. I think someone has already labeled them as buffoons. It's an appropriate title. Trump was quite good, I thought. This is ridiculous not to build a wall, not to have defenses for your nation's borders, to allow terrorists and everyone else in, with virtually no check on them. So, of course, it's the fundamental duty of the executive branch, the President of the United States as Commander-in-Chief, to protect the nation's borders from those who would invade this country illegally. And he's doing his job, and I believe he does have the power to order the American military to assemble a wall independent of Congress. Congress has the power of the purse, it is true, but they've allocated money to the military in such a large quantitative amount that some of it clearly could be expended.
Moved over. Well, they get the Army Corps of Engineers, they could do it in a few days, way under budget, and it'll probably be better than anything you could see. Now, if we go back historically, Jonathan, I always like going there with you in terms of, you know, always rooted in principle here. We look at, you know, they'll say, America, a nation of immigrants. Well, true, they were coming here legally for a great purpose, to live a better life. But there was a time in our immigrant past where there wasn't a large welfare state, where you couldn't just show up and go, here, give me money. You know, people realized they had to, you know, bring their innovation, whatever they got, to kind of make a better life for themselves. But you can't have open borders and a welfare system. And Ron Paul's spoken out about that, you know, in a sense that if you have a place where people could just show up and get stuff, you know, that's different than what was in our past here in America.
Quite different. What we have now are people who are looking at this country as a place to go to variously commit crimes, in the case of a good number of those who are coming across the border, or to operate in an underground market where they are illegal and have no intention of becoming American citizens, to protest our own government and its policies, to do things here that result in a loss of services that are available to welfare services that are available to the American citizens, so they end up becoming on welfare. I forget the percentage of statistic, but it's extremely high percentage of those who have come across illegally have been on welfare in our country. So what we want from the rest of the world, which is not unreasonable, is to ask that people who come here be productive citizens and support the United States and the Constitution and be willing to defend our nation against all of its enemies, domestic and foreign. That's not a big thing to ask for. That's a condition preceding to citizenship, and that's what it should be. You don't want a person who says, hey, look, I'm interested in destroying the United States government, committing acts of terrorism, and living on the welfare state, and I think you ought to let us in, with Democrats saying, oh, don't worry, we have sanctuary states you can go to. You're totally fine. That's ridiculous. That's more than absurd. That's self-destructive. It's anarchistic. It's a bit like saying, playing Russian roulette with yourself, right?
Yes.
So they are destroying the fabric of this nation and its ability to defend itself against enemies. And they're inviting enemies, either expressly or implicitly, to come to the United States because their policies are such idiotic failures to defend our interests that the rest of the world can exploit them. And so it's no coincidence that these countries that ordinarily, communist countries and in South America, that are ordinarily interested in locking their people within the borders and essentially enslaving them, find that they can take the dregs of humanity that are in their countries, that are burdening their countries, and release them into these caravans to go marching across Mexico and come to the United States. Remember how Cuba used to do that? We thought, oh, gee, these are people are exiles from Cuba. Then we found out upon investigation that a number of times Cuba actually released people from their prisons and political dissidents just because they were a burden to their country and they wanted them to come here. And so we had all sorts of rough characters coming into the United States. We have a right to limit those who come into this country to productive individuals who swear an oath of allegiance to the United States, are willing to defend the United States Constitution, and have no history of criminal activity in their past. And we have a right to take as much time as is necessary to evaluate each candidate who wishes to come here for that purpose, regardless of what country they're coming from. If we don't do that, in an age of terror, international terror, we're inviting our country to become a safe ground for terrorists. And look, we don't have to look very far to see the consequences of that. Look to Germany. Look at France. You know, they follow this liberal boneheaded policy of allowing anybody in who said I'm a refugee.
Well, look at Sweden as well. There is a disaster up there. And I wanted Trump to say to Nancy Pelosi, Nancy, I've seen pictures of your house from above. Looks like you've got a nice wall around your house. Why don't you drop that wall and invite a bunch of illegal immigrants to live with you on your dime? Let's see how well you like it then.
Make it a sanctuary house. Allow criminals to come there wittingly. Let them come in. Say, oh, this is Nancy Pelosi's house. It's a sanctuary house. If you're a criminal, you can come here, and it's a bed and breakfast for you. Oh, by the way, you know, you have automatic weapons. Gee, that's illegal, but it's a sanctuary house.
You can bring them on in, right, Nancy?
Sure,
right.
Bring them in. Bring them in.
Now, I this is not, for our liberal friends, if we have any listening, this is not xenophobia. This is about, you know, assessing who can, every other nation on planet Earth has border control, and they limit who comes in based on, you know, what the perception of, are you coming for to live here, to take from us? Are you coming to visit? What are you here to do? And so that's a legitimate function of any government and any border. Without borders, you don't have a nation, according to the law of nations. So what is it that the Democrats are conspiring to do here? And maybe there are a few exceptions to this rule, but it is to, you know, establish a country that is no longer a country. That doesn't make sense in any stretches. As I said, Nancy Pelosi's never going to drop the wall around her home and invite people in that she doesn't know. So why would they expect us all to do it?
It is one of the most vexing and idiotic circumstances that you see. There are some who say it's just because of spite over Trump. They just want to oppose something because he's in favor of it, and it's a centerpiece of his election, that he favored a wall, so we will oppose a wall. Then when you ask them, well, do you favor border security? They say, well, of course we favor border security. Then you ask them, well, what are you willing to pay for? And then they sometimes say, as Pelosi has said, I'm willing to pay for a fence. So you end up with this ridiculous scenario. You're willing to pay for a fence, but you're not willing to pay for a wall. What is that? Is that brilliant? I mean, is that, oh, because a fence is cheaper. Oh, it's cheaper? That's
now
why you want to do it?
Now suddenly they find fiscal responsibility.
You know, I think what we need is a very large moat preceding the wall, and let them swim across and then try to climb the wall. And let's have, you know, the ability to, let's pass legislation which allows us to knock them off the wall. I mean, I think we ought to not have to wait for them to find a way to catapult over the wall before we exercise our power to defend the nation. I think if they're approaching the wall, we ought to be able to use rubber bullets. We ought to be able to sink their vessels. We ought to be able to knock them off the wall. We ought to be able to give them fair warning. You're coming close to the United States border. If you get to the United States border, you will be arrested and you will be sent back to your country, or you will be sent into a federal penitentiary at our discretion. But we're going to put you in a position where you're an enemy of the United States if you attempt to enter the country illegally. And I think we ought to be able to knock them off the wall. We ought to be able to shoot their little rafts if they're approaching by water and sink them. We should be able to do anything that is necessary to prevent them from coming into the United States in the first instance. I don't think we ought to be killing people and women and children. I don't think we ought to be killing them. But ought to use sensible measures to prevent them from coming into the United States. And if that means knocking them off the wall, that means taking their children and out of their arms and carefully laying them back down on the ground, putting them into a safe place where they can be retransported back to the parents on the other side. Don't put them together with the kids on this side of the border. Right. Put them together on that side of the border.
All right, there's the border. You know, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back. Sacred Fire of Liberty discussion with Jonathan E. Moore continues after this. Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, another thing occurs to me, Jonathan. Why don't we send Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer down to break into Venezuela, right? A socialist heaven for them. And see how well it goes at their border. And then once they're inside, try to collect as much as they can from the government, like some that want to come to America to do that as well. Again, perspective is in order. I also will raise the consideration that, you know, as Ron Paul has said, walls can be made to keep people out. It can be made to keep people in. This is not advocating for draconian policies to limit or restrict the travel of Americans going abroad and coming home. But the recognition that there's a legitimate role, a border has a role to play in the legitimacy of any nation on planet Earth.
You know what I think we ought to have? I think we ought to have, if the Congress will not pay for it, why not have a lottery? Why not have invite private donors to finance the wall? There are plenty of states with people who are well-heeled in those border areas who want to see a wall. Well, let them pay for it. Invite the states to have a lottery for the wall. Invite the state, you know, raise revenue for the wall. Raise revenue from private sector citizens contributing money directly for that purpose. Have a federal fund. The president can establish a fund that is dedicated solely for financing construction of the wall. Let's have the most magnificent wall in history. On this side, you could have Disney characters, and on the other side, you could have, you know, images of Rambo. But it was necessary to dissuade the people from coming into the United States illegally.
Right.
You know, we could have all sorts of sophisticated things put into the wall,
mm-hmm.
and we could have the wall rumble. When
right.
they start climbing it, it could rock and fling them off. But whatever is necessary. I mean, you know, we the American people overwhelmingly support, I believe, a wall. I think something like 70-some-odd percent of Americans support a wall on border security. Well, let's if Congress won't do it, if I were the president, I'd leapfrog over to the Congress and say, look, we need a wall. We need about $5 billion to do it. Let's raise the revenue. I'm establishing a fund for the purpose of raising the revenue, put the money in it, and we will expend it. We will devote that money for the purpose of financing the wall.
Well, a lot of people have already proposed that, different fundraisers for it privately. That's an interesting concept if the Democrats won't do it. Once again, folks, if you're coming here to collect money just by showing up, if you have a socialist intention, I don't believe that's a legitimate reason to enter the United States of America. Socialism is the antithesis of the origin point of individual liberty, limited government, constitutional governance. But again, we've lost track of that. We've talked, you and I have talked about this over the many weeks and months and now years we've been together on the show, that our education system has completely lost sight of that, so that people coming through government schools or public schools have no earthly idea of the origin points and the principles of liberty upon which this nation was founded.
That's so true. One of the things that every American citizen should learn is the origins of this country and the fundamental principles upon which it's based, not least of which is the idea the individual is sovereign, and that the government of the United States has been instituted for the purpose of protecting the rights of the governed and what those rights are, and that a wise and frugal government shall restrain men from injuring one another, which is the purpose of government, but shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, as Thomas Jefferson said. I mean, we need to understand what these great individuals who founded this country meant when they referred to life, liberty, and property.
Right.
And every kid in this country needs to understand the roots of this nation. And those roots apply to everyone who is a citizen, and every citizen needs to understand it, and every citizen needs to be willing to defend this nation and uphold the Constitution of the United States against its enemies. And if you're not, you really need to find a way to go in the other direction of the wall, to go down there and visit and stay in Venezuela, or go on your trip to Cuba and forget the ship as it leaves the port. You need to do those things and become a not-so-sovereign citizen of the sovereign communist countries that you admire. I mean, why is Ocasio-Cortez, whatever her name is.
Yes.
Why is she so anxious to be in the Congress of the United States? Why is that? When she could very simply go to Venezuela and live in a communist country, she can go to Cuba, renounce her citizenship here, and have that socialist state that she's loving.
Well, yeah, defense of the Constitution happens from within by people that actually know its origin and reason for being. Those who don't, of course, are overthrowing it with almost every activity. This is going to be a fascinating Congress coming up. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on an economic and political scale with Jonathan E. Moore next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump believes federal prosecutors added the campaign finance violations in the case against his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen to embarrass him. Regarding what Cohen said in court, The president tells Fox News,
he is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong. And he understands that.
The suspected terrorist who killed at least three people near a Christmas market in France is dead. The terrorist was killed by police after being on the run since the shooting Tuesday night. Numerous bomb threats have been reported all across the country. Places like Columbine High School, WNDU in Indiana, and Capital University in Ohio all were evacuated for the bomb threats. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Senators approved the bipartisan measure aimed at ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led civil war in Yemen. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus...
and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Each and every week we go to the place of the sacred fire of liberty to rekindle it for those folks that don't know about it or those who are burning bright, hopefully even brighter. We have emore.com linked up in the show notes. You go to robertscottbell.com. You can see all of the links of the discussion points we have today. Jonathan, real quick on the hemp front, the farm bill, which... You know, every time they renew it, there's a lot that I look in and go, man, this is pure pork. This is all subsidization. This is not real, free market stuff. going on, but I will give them props for putting into the Farm Bill the, let's say, removal of the prohibition on the growth of hemp as a, as an agricultural crop, a commodity crop. I think this is going to help our farmers, going to help our economy. There's so many products coming from it. Yet in the hemp bill, they say, well, this doesn't preclude the FDA doing what it wants to do regarding, you know, things derived from hemp, CBD, for instance.
Yeah, it's a Pyrrhic victory for the CBD people for that very reason. But nonetheless, it is a major move and one that is going to expand the economic options for farmers, and it's going to enable them to have a better life, and it's going to create a whole new market because of the elimination of this restriction. But when it comes to CBD, it still is in that position where it's hard to tell what the legal status is. The feds are against it. It's illegal under federal law. But the states have individually, variously protected it. So in California, under California law, it's legal to sell. But you cross the state and then you're into a potential area where it's going to be illegal. You just don't know. So it's not, it's a peculiar circumstance. And whether the FDA takes action now or not is a good question. If they do take action, they're going to be acting against an enormous number of players in that field. It has grown by leaps and bounds. I would not be surprised if there are hundreds of distributors going to do. If it does take action, how can it stop this wave of activity? Now, I think when it comes to those who are in this industry, they've got to be worried because it's hard to tell. There have been warning letters issued by FDA where individual parties are on notice and they can then have enforcement action taken against them. I'm not aware of an instance, maybe I'm missing it, but I'm not aware of an instance where FDA has acted against a CBD distributor thus far. But it may have occurred. I'm just not aware of it.
Well, you know, and what's interesting, too, like a state like Alabama, which is very slow to, you know, move in, and you understand the culture there, to say we're gonna delineate what is hemp and what is marijuana and make that distinction and say CBD is okay. But because of this hemp farm bill and what's in it, the government in Alabama is going, well, you know what, I think we're going to back off on our attack on CBD now because it looks like it's acknowledged to be different. So some of the states that were reluctant to make the move under the 10th Amendment are going, well, the feds are now decriminalizing it, making the agricultural commodity okay, so they're going to now go, all right, let's back off on it. So I think it's going to help the states that were on the fence.
And there's you know, the Farm Bill is essentially operating on that premise that it is up to the states to determine how to regulate hemp, and there's that emphasis of returning enforcement authority to the states, albeit
or it should be.
It does seem to allow the FDA to proceed against CBD, however. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag. I think the better approach on CBD would be to throw it to the states and let the states regulate it independent of the federal government.
That's essentially what's happening sort of in a de facto way, even though the feds have not relinquished control over it by even the Farm Bill saying, FDA, you still got your thing. I think what they're going to do and maybe what they've done in warning letters in thus far is, hey, you're making a drug claim for CBD versus, you know, how the dietary supplement structure function statements, you know, general statements that don't go into the drug category claim.
Well, actually, they've done a little something different. What they've done is they've taken the position that because CBD has first been approved as a drug, has first been subject to investigation published about as a drug, it is not eligible for sale as a dietary supplement. They've also said that CBD is not a dietary ingredient, therefore cannot be a dietary supplement. It's not a nutrient. So they've taken the position that it is statutorily preempted for sale as a supplement by the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act's provisions, which prevent a product that is first marketed or first the subject of a publication in the scientific literature as a drug for investigation to be marketed as a supplement. So it's not legal to sell it as a supplement under the FDA's view of it, independent of the claims. Just the substance itself.
Although
this is the same type of position they took with red yeast rice and lovastatin.
Right. I remember that. But what about the presence of hemp in nutrition prior to that? You know, because it was still being imported as hemp protein powders and other things that contained, obviously, cannabidiol, whether it was marketed with CBD or as a CBD supplement.
The interpretation, and I disagree with this read of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, the interpretation of FDA of that provision is that it must have been first marketed as a dietary supplement, meaning not that it was in a food, but that it was expressly marketed as CBD dietary supplement. If it was not, and they say it was not, they're unaware of any evidence. I don't know if anybody has any evidence. Then it is not legal to sell.
So it would likely have to be communicated that this is a food rather than a supplement, basically. This is hemp food.
Well, it would have to be hemp food, but even then it probably would be deemed to be illegal, just as red yeast rice, if you had people consuming it for the lovastatin content or effect, then they could still deem it to be an illegal drug, even if it's in the form of red yeast rice.
Right.
And if it's consumed for that purpose, then it's illegal.
We now come back to the American people. How much are they willing to put up with if the FDA attempts to take away their CBD at this point? And that's a whole other argument and discussion, which makes it untenable for FDA to attack at this point. We'll see where it goes. And obviously, you'll be on top of that as well, Jonathan. Now, there are a few other stories to cover here as we continue with our Sacred Fire of Liberty. One is about the environment. I've talked about it, and you have as well, about private property. Defense of private property is the ultimate way to protect the environment, not to throw it into the bureaucrats in the District of Columbia, you know, thousands of miles away, depending on where you are out there in the environment. So they're accusing Trump of you know, destroying the environment by rolling back regulations that the EPA supposedly instituted and oversees. But we see disaster when a centralized bureaucracy like EPA, much less FDA, gets control of anything that large.
Well, the Water Act that was initially passed by Congress before the regulators interpreted it to have no limits looked at navigable waterways of the United States, meaning major thoroughfares through which transportation took place in the United States, and subjected those to various restrictions that would prevent pollutants from being dumped into those waters. But it got so excessive under the Obama years, particularly, but even before in the Republican era when they expanded the jurisdictional reach of the statute, that farmers were taking a drubbing all over the nation when they just have a small body of water that would accumulate on part of the year on part of their land. And it's ridiculous. You know, they had farmed this land forever and ever, and then suddenly, because there is a small a pool of water that accumulates every year that can be seen by a plane flying overhead taking pictures from the federal government, the EPA, they would say, that's a wetland. Or that's a, even to the point where they were saying that properties adjacent to wetland that had no water accumulation at all were nonetheless regulatory wetlands subject to their jurisdiction. They would prevent construction and use of those properties. So what the Trump administration is doing is proposing elimination of this extension of the jurisdiction, which is nothing more than recognizing the limits that are actually present in the intended limits of the law, so as not to cause every farmer in the United States to stand in trepidation that somehow, you know, if a pool, a hot spring or anything else pops up on their land and is visible from the air, that the federal government's going to come in and say, you can't touch this property anymore. This is no longer open for use in any productive way. And, you know, the the fines have been astronomical. One farmer that the Pacific Research Institute, or the Pacific Research Institute, not Pacific Research, Pacific Legal Foundation is representing and is suing the Trump administration actually over because Sessions didn't resolve the matter. He just let that regulation be enforced. Is one where this guy's being subjected to multiple million-dollar fines, and even I think there's even an overall penalty of some sort, some $30 million they want to impose on this poor guy.
Yes,
he's already spent millions in his own defense. So you know, this is just outrageous. You're destroying people's livelihood, taking their right. effectively taking their whole farm as a punishment because there's a pool of water on their property.
Yeah, from navigable waterways to a puddle that appears in a rainstorm. And of course, the way the mainstream media is portraying this is that once again, a Republican, in this case Donald Trump, is an enemy of the environment. He hates clean water, and of course, it is nothing like that at all. Again, there are much better ways to protect the environment via protecting private property rights, which is something you rarely hear politicians talk about, even, unfortunately, Republicans as well, and we acknowledge that. We're up against a break here. The Sacred Fire of Liberty rocking the health world on political and economic levels as well. Y'all check out Jonathan Emord's great books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic. And you can go to emord.com, link through at robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing on that level to come with Jonathan Emord after this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what about the sacred fire of liberty as it relates to international trade? One of the things, Jonathan, that has been very interesting to me about what Trump has done, he's gone into these international trade treaty agreements and said, you know what, this doesn't work for us. We're getting hosed by these other countries taking advantage of poor negotiating skills prior administrations. And so we have, playing hardball with China, and people freak out. Oh, he's going to cost everything for everybody here in America. But he's a negotiator, and apparently China now might be giving into Trump's, strong stance here and might be good for American workers and businesses.
Well, people have to understand that this is a national security move by Donald Trump. You take a look at Singapore, what happened to Singapore. Chinese went in, bought up all these things, in central businesses in Singapore, and effectively gain control over that country through the marketplace by subsidizing a purchase of businesses within Singapore and then effectively taking over the country. They're doing the same thing in Australia right now. And there's no effort whatsoever to prevent this government actor from coming in and buying up everything. They started in the United States. They bought the port that is in Long Beach, for example. And they were attempting to buy entire areas in the West with the help of Harry Reid to become our largest energy provider in the West. So that didn't happen, fortunately. But that's the strategy, is to basically undermine the United States by destroying its independent economic power and making it beholden to China. So Trump stood up to this. He's put a firewall in place to defend the United States, put in place these tariffs and so forth to try to block those efforts by the Chinese government, and he's gone into negotiation to demand a change in the relationship so that they're not engaged in massive espionage, corporate espionage, so that they're not engaged in dumping in the United States. They're not engaged in buying up all our properties and so forth. So that the government of China, which is a communist government dedicated to our destruction, is not in a position of being able to pull off a Manchurian candidate type of move through the marketplace and take over the United States. So this is a national security move by him. He's asserting an America First policy. He's forcing China into a better market posture vis-a-vis the United States, better for us.
Well,
and the issue...
Isn't Trump, you know, he's smart about this. There's a mutually assured destruction scenario. If they destroy us, they destroy themselves, right? The vast majority of the economics of China is based on selling us cheap stuff.
But they're not interested in destroying us. They're just interested in taking over
right.
the marketplace in the United States.
Yeah.
They want to take over the marketplace.
Yes.
So then they've won the war without firing a bullet.
Well, yeah, and that is the point. Economics is really the way it's done, and you can do that, of course, by flooding the country with cheap stuff from China due to poor trade agreements or managements or people who weren't interested prior to Trump of negotiating for the benefit of the American worker and then businesses here.
Right, and we always assume that, it's a free market. No, no, no. China's not operating a free market. They aren't. They're operating a government-subsidized market weapon that they identify a country and then flood that country with goods and services, undermining the prices that are the ambient market prices through subsidization, putting up barriers to the purchase of goods by their own people from our country, and then aiming essentially to take over those businesses as they fail. Buy them up, take them over, and then continue to grow their market presence in the United States such that they may exercise ultimate political influence and control over the United States. It is a insidious, centuries-long term plan to take over the United States. Trump's onto it. He's been onto it for decades, and he's aiming to thwart it.
Yes.
By reasserting independent American market power in the world, which leads to, he's accepting the world as it is in reality rather than this friendly notion that somehow these other states are operating in a free market.
No, they're not. And I would argue that previous administrations have colluded with globalists to weaken the American experiment, so to speak, for other illicit purposes we don't have time to go into. But, Jonathan, I always appreciate you. You know why. You stand for individual liberty and the sovereignty of this nation. And if we can reestablish and restore the republic and the republican form of government, we're all about it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Robert.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, another great Sacred Fire of Liberty episode. You can share it with others. The links are up in the show notes. You can hear it later. Archives, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, on YouTube. Thanks for being here, and the power to heal, even politically, really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.